Today is Tuesday, September 17th. We've got an update today about that attack on two major oil sites and how it could impact gas prices, and a good sign in the measles outbreak. Plus, we're explaining Wi-Fi 6, Tinder's plan for a new video series, and the popular sitcom coming to Netflix. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start with an update on the attacks on two major oil sites in Saudi Arabia, which cut about 5% of the world's global oil supply. First, the Wall Street Journal is citing sources who say U.S. intelligence does show the attacks were launched from Iran. For now, though, President Trump has not said that publicly. When asked if Iran was responsible, he simply said, "It's looking that way." And more details will be coming out soon. He's also toned down his words since the weekend, going from locked and loaded to we want to avoid war and we're in no rush to respond. The Saudi military also did not fully blame Iran yet, but did say an initial investigation shows Iranian weapons were used. Now Saudi Arabia is inviting the United Nations to help investigate this. Iran, though, continues to deny any involvement, and the Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen are still claiming it was them instead. So stay tuned. In the meantime, what about oil prices, which could eventually impact gas prices? CNN reports oil prices jumped nearly 20% at one point since this attack, marking the biggest increase since the Gulf War in 1991. But what happens next is still a bit of a question mark, depending on how long it takes Saudi Arabia to get its oil facilities up and running once again. For now, the U.S. has reserves to keep oil supplies from dropping too low. Still, experts say Americans may notice at least a small increase in gas prices soon. One expert told the Washington Post they could go up 10 to 25 cents a gallon. More efforts now to get a hold of President Trump's tax returns. This time, it's prosecutors in New York who subpoenaed Trump's accounting firm, demanding 8 years of personal and business-related returns. And here's why prosecutors want them. NBC News reports the district attorney's office in Manhattan is looking into the so-called hush money that was paid to women who say they had affairs with President Trump. In other words, payments to keep them quiet. Adult film star Stormy Daniels was one of them. Well, the DA wants to know if the Trump Organization falsified records related to that payoff. Remember, Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen testified earlier this year saying Trump was involved, but the president continues to say not true about the affair and any other wrongdoing. Either way, this is just the latest effort in a bigger fight to get Trump's tax returns, because he's the first president in decades not to make his returns public. He's been able to keep his finances under wraps so far by challenging several other subpoenas, calling them politically motivated. But the New York Times reports he might not be able to this time, since it's part of a criminal investigation with a sitting grand jury. The accounting firm says it will comply. To be continued. Israeli voters are going to the polls today for a do-over. They have to decide whether or not they want to keep around Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They voted for him earlier this year, but NPR reports he wasn't able to form a coalition, which he's required to do. So now the country is holding repeat elections. And there's a lot on the line for Netanyahu. He'll either win a record fifth term, or it will end his decade-long dominance of Israeli politics. In fact, he could also be indicted in 3 corruption cases. NPR reports it's supposed to be a tight race. The measles outbreak is still going on, but there is some good news. For the first time in months, no new measles cases were reported last week. ABC News says this is the first time this has happened since January, and that's a big moment since the U.S. has been dealing with the worst measles outbreak since the disease was declared eliminated nearly 20 years ago. So now experts told the AP it's, quote, tremendously encouraging. That said, we're not in the clear yet. 42 days have to pass without any new infections for the outbreak to be declared over. Yankees Hall of Fame pitcher Mariano Rivera just got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Sports Illustrated reports President Trump gave Rivera the nation's highest civilian honor at the White House yesterday. Trump says he's the most dominant relief pitcher in the history of baseball and is an example of American greatness. CBS News reports the 49-year-old played more than 19 seasons with the New York Yankees and is Major League Baseball's all-time leader in saves. And earlier this summer, he became the first player ever unanimously voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Rivera is the 7th athlete to get this award from Trump. Others include Babe Ruth and Tiger Woods. All right, we have more news ahead, but first a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Zola. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, the easiest wedding registry, affordable invite options, and more. It lets you manage everything conveniently and in one place, which saves couples precious time in the wedding planning process. So it all starts with a free wedding website that has hundreds of beautiful wedding website designs, and you can include your Zola registry right there on the site to make the process easy. In fact, Zola is the only place you can register for honeymoon funds and gift cards along with physical gifts. I love that ability to really personalize your registry and provide guests with a lot of different fun and traditional options in one spot. So build your free wedding website by going to zola.com/newsworthy and you'll get $50 toward your registry. Again, go to zola.com/newsworthy. That's Z-O-L-A.com, zola.com/newsworthy to build your free wedding website and get $50 toward your registry. Now back to the news. Faster Wi-Fi is officially here. It's called Wi-Fi 6. So what will it do? Well, since many families have a bunch of gadgets connected to one Wi-Fi network, Wi-Fi 6 is supposed to help handle that with more speed and efficiency. 9 to 5 Mac says it will also use less battery and have better security. To be clear, you've probably never heard of Wi-Fi 5 before Wi-Fi 6 now, and that's because this is a new, less techie type of name for Wi-Fi systems. It's meant to help make them sound more user-friendly for the general public and allow companies to start saying their devices are Wi-Fi 6 certified. So The Verge says Samsung's Galaxy Note 10 will be the first Wi-Fi 6 certified smartphone, but others who aren't technically certified still support it, like the new and upcoming iPhone 11 models from Apple. Tinder TV? It's apparently happening. Reuters cites sources who say the popular dating app just wrapped filming on its first television series. It will reportedly be an original scripted video series with an apocalyptic storyline that has a relationship subplot, but it's not just all about Tinder or its parent company, Match. For now, a company spokeswoman will just say new shows are part of a larger strategy that will be revealed in the near future. So stay tuned for details. One of the most popular sitcoms in TV history is heading to Netflix. The LA Times reports Netflix bought the exclusive rights to all 180 episodes of the sitcom Seinfeld, starting in 2021 and lasting at least 5 years. We don't know how much Netflix had to pay for this, but the timing is critical. Netflix will soon lose the rights to other popular nostalgic sitcoms that do well on its platform, The Office and Friends. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And a reminder about the September Share-a-thon going on now through the end of the month. You can win one of several prizes worth a total of $500. All you have to do to enter is take a video or snap a picture of a friend or friends subscribing to the Newsworthy for the first time, post it on social media, and tag me. So in other words, just show me how you are sharing the show. And for every person you help subscribe and listen, you get another entry into the giveaway. You can win one of several prizes, including hundreds of dollars in Amazon gift cards, and a free premium membership to Skillshare, which offers thousands of online classes. So take a video or picture and post it to social media. I'm at Erica Mandy News on Instagram or at The NW Podcast on Twitter. Or if you're feeling a little shy, you can also email us staff@thenewsworthy.com. So help us spread the word and grow this wonderful community of listeners. And of course, you can always read more about any of the news stories we talked about today in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.